soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on November 30th, 2011. I've been sounding the alarm publicly since 2005, 2006, in different formats, whether radio, website, or just sharing person to person with other believers or unbelievers, sharing, desiring to be faithful to the Lord, what He's said both in the Scripture and by His voice through His Holy Spirit. These are very serious times. These are times to walk very circumspectly before the Lord and putting everything to a test, everything. We live in a day of smoke and mirrors, a day of illusion, a day of delusion. And because of the specific, purposeful brainwashing, mind-bending of the societies of the world, especially in the United States of America, but the effects upon the United States of America have been promoted throughout the whole world. The whole world is under the influence of this whorish nation that's gone astray from the Lord. It's an idolatrous nation. I believe the spirit of Babylon is the heart of the United States of America. There may have been sincere men, women, and children that love the Lord that came to this nation long ago. But when you put it to the test of the wicked men that were also involved, that were servants of the devil, their god was Satan, the liar. There's an agenda that the wicked have. They plot against the just and gnash with their teeth. But the Lord is the avenger of all such. But in this day, the people have been dumbed down. They've been addicted to drugs, addicted to chemicals, addicted to manners of life that are foreign to the Lord. And the stage is set. The people that do not love the Lord, that are ensnared by these things, shall be caught off guard and devoured by the devil, Satan, who comes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But the Lord's not willing that any would perish, and He's commanding all men everywhere to repent and to have faith and believe in their heart the doctrine that was once delivered to the saints through the Scripture, and believe on Jesus Christ. I'm seeing the people oblivious. I'm seeing the people blinded. And blind person cannot see. And spiritually blind people cannot see. They're not able to. They're not able to discern. Their judgment, the ability to have cognitive reasoning, is faulty. They believe lies, mistruths, half-truths. But what we need is the truth that comes from the Lord. Buy the truth and sell it not. We want to be committed to the Lord and put away everything that's false. We can't be drinking from the spigot of lies and not be defiled, not have our heart tainted and our mind tainted. Well, in this day, these wicked devices for a one-world government is coming to pass. Rich men, such as David Rockefeller, have actually come out and spoken in their memoirs and made it very clear that he's not a nationalist. He's not doesn't salute a flag, United States of America. In other words, he's not sincere in belief in Americana or a country, United States of America. His allegiance is to money, the dollar, profit at all cost. And there's many like him. And we're to warn the rich that they not trust in uncertain riches that have wings and fly away. We came into this world with nothing, and it's certain that we leave this world with nothing. But the lie of the serpent is that man would become a god and that he would live. And I'm absolutely convinced that these people that meet in secret, they meet in dark places, whether governments, businesses, educational systems, even in the religious world, and belief systems of other religions. They worship the god of the serpent that promised Eve that she'd never die, that she'd become a god. See? Isn't the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, isn't it look good? Doesn't it taste good? Wouldn't it make you wise? And they believed this lie and have disobeyed God and hidden from his presence. There is an ancient desire, going back to Babylon, to raise a kingdom of one people. And it's global governance. It is coming to pass in our day. And a global economy. It's coming to pass in our day. And this is why the rich men and the politicians that are owned by the rich men have sold the people out for nothing. And they're passing about this agenda. George Bush Sr. talked about that day for a new world order. It's an old idea. It's a big idea, he said. It's an occultic idea. Madam Blavatsky presented this desire, and they will have a leader, an antichrist, one that's not of Jesus Christ, not one that gives his life to redeem man, but takes life. Not one that speaks the truth, but is a total lie, a total liar, deceiver. So my concern is the multitudes, the masses, the many of the people, both secular and spiritual, largely do not love the Lord and are ensnared and blinded, and their judgment is so hindered, so faulty, that they cannot see what's coming upon them. Even the laws that were made to create, were created to protect the people in the investment world, are being violated. In recent days, a huge, massive commodities firm that should protect the people's money, they stole billions of dollars, and the regulators kept the clients in the market to be hindered and hurt and harmed by the sway of the markets. Yet this one that's been accused of stealing billions of dollars is free to continue trading. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense how Senator Pelosi has been exposed in awarding almost $750 million to family, or even insider trading. In recent days, Hank Paulson, has been revealed, gave inside information to his buddies in the investment world. What I'm saying is, God is exposing these things, but do the people regard it? Largely no. On April 2nd, 2005, I took a tape recorder after several months of studying the scripture and in prayer, being before the Lord and hearing specific things about what was coming from the Lord. I opened my mouth and did an audio. This is the very first audio recording I've ever done, to my memory. And I call it The Alarm, and the transcript is at my website, soundingthealarm.com, and it's entitled The Alarm. And on April 2nd, 2005, I did two versions. And it's interesting to me that one of the things I talked about in this transcript is the boiling kettle, the stage is set. And I want you to know, I want you to understand, this is what I said back on April 2nd, 2005. There's an illusion going on, and the people are asleep and not seeing it. That after 9/11 and the establishment of the Patriot Act in the United States, the officials are free to torture and incarcerate individuals that are viewed as a threat to the nation. Let him that hears understand that the Constitution gives you the right to habeas corpus, which means you have the right to representation in a day of court. However, with this new law, the Constitution is outridden, and if you are viewed by whoever officials as a threat, you will be incarcerated. And I want you to see that this is how they will go about and execute Christians in the United States of America. This is how the government will utilize so-called churches, where Jesus said they will beat you in the synagogues. The synagogues are the meeting places for God's people in Jesus' day. And this is how, my friends, the Word of God is unfolding in these days. This is what I was sharing on April 2nd, 2005. I was talking about laws being passed in this United States of America that would allow government officials to incarcerate people, to put people in prison without any day in court. No judge, no jury, no peers. And you say, well, if you did nothing wrong, well, why would you care? Why would you be afraid of that? Well, because when wicked men rule, you have something to be concerned about. They lie, they steal, and they murder. Well, today, it is being said that the Senate has passed further legislation which allows incarceration of United States citizens. Even those citizens living within the United States. The Supreme Court has recently ruled there's no bar to the United States holding one of its own citizens as an enemy combatant, said Levin. This is the Supreme Court speaking. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming. It is coming to pass. And I know that I have spoken in the name of Jesus Christ. And I know others have spoken in the name of Jesus Christ by the same Spirit, the same Lord, that have been brought forth what is true and what is coming forth, so the people that fear him, love him, may prepare. Great persecution's coming. This is one of the key things the Lord gave me as I was getting this message I call the alarm, is persecution is coming and the people are not prepared. You've got to be prepared. Because you want to be ready to stand in the day of the evil day and be opposed by these wicked people. You want to stand strong in Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, loving not the things of this world, not being like Lot's wife that loved Sodom and looked back and became a pillar of salt. No, Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Let go of this world, let go of the things of the world, and look unto the Lord. For his eternal kingdom is one of peace, righteousness, and judgment, and it has no end.